Well, this is by far not our first interview with folks representing Bridges Healthcare. Our neighbors right here next to the mighty Connoisseur Media studio cluster in Milford. We're so pleased to have Allison Chanka with us. She is with Bridges Healthcare, and May, as you may or may not know, is Mental Health Month. But it's also National Foster Care Month. That's right. So before we talk to Allison, who coincidentally has some experience in that department as well, we will remind you on behalf of our other great friends at Wheeler Health's Foster Program that Foster Care Month is an annual observance to recognize and support children, youth, and families in the foster care system. Wheeler's foster care team serves youth and families in the greater Waterbury area, including eight surrounding towns, to provide youths ages 6 to 17 with stable, safe, caring, loving environments for shorter periods of time or potentially longer periods. Wheeler's foster care program serves youths and families in Beacon Falls, Middlebury, Naugatuck, Oxford, Prospect, Southbury, Wolcott, Woodbury, and of course Waterbury. And I'll tell you, there's a great need for new foster homes in this region right now to help these local children, particularly teenagers. So if you'd like to learn more, you have no obligation to participate, but learning more makes a big difference. You can contact Wheeler's recruitment team or visit wheelerhealth.org/foster. All right, Allison Chanka, welcome. Thank you for your efforts in the foster and adoptive arena, as well as all the great work that you're doing and representing with our friends over at Bridges Health down the road here in Milford.
Thank you, John. I'm really excited to talk with you today.
So we've got a great event down on Listman's Landing. We're going to be inviting people out to meet you and the gang from Bridges and learn more and support the work that you're doing. And we certainly do want to talk about some of what's happening on the front lines in mental health response and support right now in your area of service. But let's talk a little bit more about you first, because you not only you're not only a mental health worker, you also come from a place of life's experience in that department.
Yes, I do actually. I've often found that people maybe don't know what the mental health care system looks like until they need it. And that was certainly true for me. And I have personally had some experience. My husband and I are certified foster parents through the state of Connecticut. We are both foster and adoptive parents, so we've had a number of children come through our home. We're proud. We've adopted two of those children, and we're proud to have them in our family. And you realize, you know, a lot of even the children that we've adopted, and also the ones we've seen, you know, they've experienced trauma. They've had experiences that are beyond their control, and they're, you know, they need a kind of guidance. They're trying to make sense of this life and the different obstacles that have been in their way. And so, you know, for me, my son has autism and also has some, he can be easily frustrated by when it comes to transitions, you know, and a lot of that happens when kids have transitions between different foster homes, or even when they're reunified with their families. And so this idea of children's mental health, not just in the foster system, but for all of our kids in our communities, is so important, and helping our young kids, you know, grow up, thrive, and find ways over these mental health challenges. And also personally, I have close friends and family members who have had mental health challenges. My grandmother suffered from schizophrenia. Mm. My father struggles with different addictions. And, you know, you don't know the resources that are out there until you're suddenly faced at this intersection of, wow, we need help, or how do we do this? Because we can't do it alone. It takes the community. It takes the resources of people who are working on a daily basis, who know the system, who know how to connect you to the resources. So whether it's for depression, anxiety, up to persistent and chronic mental health illnesses, that's where Bridges comes in. And we are based here in Milford, but we serve Milford, West Haven, Orange, the surrounding areas. It's in Greater Haven.
Yes. I was going to say, not a boutique agency, even though it's just three communities. You serve 9,000 individuals of all ages annually, and you've been doing it since 1957. And I have to say, your realm of experience, not that every single staffer at Bridges isn't incredible, but they're lucky to have someone who brings such a wealth of life experience to a leadership role that you have there. I also want to make sure we're taking a couple of opportunities in the program, as we often do in our PSA messaging, to remind people about Connecticut's 211 system, and equally, if not maybe more importantly, the more recent introduction of 988, which is the mental health and crisis hotline 24/7. Anywhere you are, you can call or text 988 if you are feeling that you need someone to talk to, you're feeling in crisis, you're feeling like you don't want to be among us anymore. 988 is that lifeline, and they do an incredible job, as do our partners through Connecticut United Way and 211. So get that little piece of business out of the way, and let's hear more about Bridges. You guys are ranked with a gold seal from the Joint Commission. What's all that about?
Yeah, that's something we're very proud of. It takes a lot of due diligence from our staff and administration to be able to meet that accreditation. It basically means that when you come to Bridges, that we have a higher level of licensure, of accreditation that we're meeting, and that we're meeting on an annual basis. That means that people are checking the work that we do. They're making sure that we are doing what we say we're doing, and that we're providing high quality services for the clients who come to us with their needs. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that gold seal, you know, we're licensed by the state of Connecticut through DCF, through public health, and even recognized federally as a certified community behavioral health clinic through SAMHSA. Yeah. And these are things we work really hard to achieve, but also really hard for the individuals in our community, so that they know when they come here with some of life's greatest challenges, that they're going to be met not only with a person-first mentality, but also with quality care.
Right. We're doing this talk as we kind of approach the midpoint of Mental Health Month, but your addiction and recovery services also are quite heavily utilized and extremely successful.
Yes, we serve the entire lifespan here at Bridges. So from children to young adults who are transitioning into adulthood, families and adults and seniors. And we meet them, we really work hard to meet them where they're at. So whether that's wherever you are on your journey, if that's new to your journey, if that's you've been on the journey for a while and you've relapsed, you know, every step is a step forward. Sometimes there's steps back in that process, but we're here for you every step in the way to help you move forward in that. So when we talk recovery, I know traditionally recovery has been really focused on when it comes to substance use and recovery, but really mental health recovery is what we talk about when we're talking about recovery as well, because recovery is possible with the right treatments and supports. It's possible, and it's really important that we remember that.
Sure. And as we've been doing here 30 plus years on the award winning For the People, I think if, you know, statistically, at some point in half of the people's lives that are in our communities, at some point, half of those people are going to experience some sort of a mental health or addiction issue. So if anybody, if you think you don't know anybody with a mental health or addiction issue, that's fine. Probably the most important thing anybody listening to this program could do is find a way to stop stigmatizing and marginalizing individuals, because, hey, we're talking about half of our population here who may now or at some point have or will experience a mental health crisis or issue, the time has come to just, you know, get rid of thinking about people with a mental health problem as part of the problem, because you know, it's as prolific as common conditions like diabetes, and we got a pretty good handle on that.
Absolutely. You know, people talk about healthcare. Well, mental health is part of that, but it is just healthcare, and whether it's behavioral, mental, primary, it is all important. And I so appreciate you mentioning that we have to reduce and get rid of stigma. One of this year's themes of Mental Health Awareness Month is that stigma grows in silence and healing begins in community. And really, that's all about that. By talking about this, this is how we're going to diminish stigma, how we're going to begin to heal. I find, even in sharing my own personal story, that others connect with it. Like, and I was so scared for so long to talk about the fact that our family, that you know, that a family member of mine struggles with addiction. There's a shame there when you're dealing with it and you're in it. And the more that you talk about it, and the more you find out, oh, someone else is dealing with this. And friends of mine come up and say, oh, yeah, that happened to my mom, too, or my aunt, or my cousin, or myself. And just by simply starting the conversation, we can start to heal, and we can start to find the right resources and get connected to the right resources. And so, you know, we here at Bridges work very hard to connect, provide resources, keep creating that awareness so that people know. We also, I wanted to mention, there's a program that we have called Mental Health First Aid, sort of like, you know, a regular, when you think of first aid, where you learn how to be a first responder in a crisis. This is training for this, and this is a free to the public. You don't need to be a client at Bridges. This is free resource. Where we have trainings that are open to the public, where you can come and either focus on child or adult mental health first aid, so that you can start to learn and recognize the first signs of a crisis.
Yeah.
Because there are many, you mentioned earlier about only half of people, you know, with a mental health or a mental health disorder or illness being actually receiving treatment. Well, they also find that the first signs of those symptoms happen much longer before the actual treatment or diagnosis ever starts. So if we can all as a community start to identify when people are in crisis or these signs, so that we can step in and get the intervention early, because the earlier the intervention can come, the better outcomes.
Yeah. Well, when you say healing begins in the community, a great way to involve the community is to immerse them in great music and and being around a lot of other people who are all thinking in the same direction. And we want them to come out for this Rock the Dock for Mental Health event on May 28th down at Lisman's Landing in Milford, Connecticut, a beautiful location for an event of this nature. We'll tell you more about it in just a couple of minutes, but mark your calendar, May 28th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. downtown Milford. We'll hope for spectacular weather. Hoping it's going to be a beautiful night for you guys. But before we get into that, you know, mostly everything I learn about mental health and addiction and the support that is provided is learning it through people like you. But you're living it and working it every day, Allison. You can speak to the unbelievable trajectory of therapies and pharmaceuticals and cures and programs that are happening right now to address and support these folks in the mental health and recovery community.
Yes, absolutely. There are new approaches. The new evidence-based approaches coming out all the time. You know, we work to make sure that our staff are trained on the most recent evidence-based practices. I know that sounds like a big word, evidence-based. It just means that they've been proven to be effective through clinical research. That's mm-hmm. what I mean by that.
Yep.
And when we talk about mental health treatment. It's a continuum of care, because it doesn't just take one treatment to set someone on the right path. It's really a whole, really inclusive, holistic. You have to think about, there's so many factors when someone is either going through trauma or having a mental illness, or we have to look at the entire person and the interactions that they've had. So we talk about clinical therapy. So that's, discussions with, that could be one-on-one or group therapy. We also have psychiatric treatment. So that includes medication management, and being in having diagnoses if there is something to be diagnosed, as well as wraparound services. So we have wraparound programming where, when you think of navigating life's challenges, when you already have a mental health diagnosis or a challenge, often you need help with so much more than that. So we have things like our care coordination program. That's something for parents who have children who have complex needs or mental health challenges, and really helping the parent create a team of support so that the parent can be fueled with the right tools and resources and connected to the right strategy, so that can then feel empowered to help their child through that and help the whole family through that. So here at Bridges, we also, because we have psychiatric treatment, we have EPRNs, sure, we have psychiatrists here, we have our social workers and our therapists. We also have a lab and a pharmacy all on site so that you can, integrate that mental health care along with your primary health care.
One of the best ways for folks who may not be familiar with, or even more so, those who may have been touched by the care and services of Bridges, let's get them out to Rock the Dock for Mental Health. It's the third event of this nature, so obviously it has been successful. We want to raise $40,000 to support the great work being done by Bridges. Give folks the bottom line and all the basic information they need to know, and we will say farewell for now.
Awesome. Yes. So we're really excited about Rock the Dock. It is our way to celebrate this month together. It provides us a chance to stand with our community, show no one struggling alone. Our goal this year is to raise $40,000 in support of mental health and recovery services provided by Bridges. And we're so grateful that it's presented this year by Ocean Honda Milford. The event includes a waterside performance by the local folk rock jam band, the Alpaca Gnomes. I'm not sure if you've heard of them before,
sure,
but they are great.
They show up they show up to help a lot.
We are really grateful for them. And it's just such a great evening of, it's the Thursday after Memorial Day. So, and it's there by at the marina. So the boats are in the water. We have that first taste of summer just starting in Connecticut. And it's a great night to be out. We have local food and restaurants that have donated appetizers. So it's a great kind of a taste of Milford and West Haven, if you will. Mm. Each ticket comes with two complimentary beverages. We also have a really fun silent auction that we call Rock the Auction. It'll start opening up on May 15th online, and it'll run until the day after the event. Okay. Tickets are $50 per person, and you can find the link to our event on our website, which is bridgesct.org.
Yeah, you can also go to bridgesct.org to learn all about not only the services we talked about on the program this morning, but you can hit the donate button right on the top if you can't come out to Rock the Dock. If you can't make the $50 donation for the event, no amount is too small. Every dollar goes towards supporting Bridges operating and providing mental health and addiction recovery programs and services for adults, children, and entire families, moving them toward healing, recovery, and renewal since 1957. And I'm so pleased, Allison, that we had an opportunity to be able to chat with you this morning all about it. And, thank you for what you do. Thank you for the experience that you bring. I'm sure it makes a difference to everyone that you touch, that you serve, as well as all the members of your team. So once again, bridgesct.org, and we hope you'll come out to this event, this Rock the Dock, to benefit Bridges, coming up here at Listman's Landing on Thursday, May 28th, starting at 5:30. Allison, thank you so much for your time today.